Aren't the women always rushed? Even if they appear to be graceful, ambling along the limestone path to the courtyard, it's actually a quiet frenzy. More members of the Palm Beach Literary Society file in, the usual glossy and cultured 40s to 60s crowd heading towards their tables, chattering among themselves. They are followed by the septuagenarians and octogenarians at a more measured pace. What is fresh are the 20 to 30-somethings, daughters and granddaughters of members. Each fixates on her iPhone as if there is no slightly bumpy ground to navigate. Every woman is dressed for her decade. Favored colors, sage green, buttermilk yellow, auburn, deep blues, and purple, left over from last season, show off the preferred designers, Oscar, St. John, Dolce, Kors, McQueen, Etro. Whatever age, the sunlight flits across their faces as they search for their assigned tables. Women fan themselves with their programs, seeming eager to begin. As they assemble, I pray no one trips or is displeased with her assigned location. From the entrance of the main building, I stand in my peplum dress and blues and greens and illusion pumps, welcoming the women. I watch how they half wave at one another. I wave back at everyone in a wide sweep. "Too earnest, Elodie," my mother would warn me. Among the guests today are loyal members, new members, probable members. For the latter two, I've scheduled this as an 8:30 breakfast. Awfully early. I mean, who in Palm Beach will be finished with their holistic Pilates, a Zumba water class, an early tennis match by then? It's unheard of. Nan Payton, the head of the board, said when the invitations were mailed. Snail mailed. Except for women who work, I had explained. And this morning, Demi Dexter, the most in-demand cosmetic dermatologist this side of the bridge, Hallie Hens, a social worker for the VA Medical Center in West Palm, Tanya Lessinger, a public defender, and Maritza Abrams, the matrimonial lawyer chosen by wives, not husbands, are first to sit down. Their wrought iron chairs tip imperceptibly into the sodded earth. Each straightens her shoulders and turns to beckon women I haven't seen before. Five, no, six unknown guests walk toward this table. Colleagues, perhaps, or out-of-towners from farther north in Jupiter, as far south as Lauderdale. Their nods and greetings are quiet. It is an early hour, no matter what my intention. As their bodies wobble in their seats, I miss New York City, where I once worked at the St. Agnes branch of the public library on the Upper West Side. It was a diverse group in every way. Men came, too, to hear novelists, essayists, screenwriters. This morning's event is pegged the Literary Ladies' Breakfast. Men could come, in theory, but they seem to prefer golf, tennis, or straight to the office. I double-check without spotting one male among us. From across the courtyard, the doyens at Rita Damon's table observe the newcomers warily. The next tier of professionals is more predictable. A specific Palm Beach career crowd, Margot Damon and Peggy Ann Letts, real estate agents at the Bailey Group, Kimberly Sean, interior designer, Allison Rochester, who recently began working at High Dune, her husband's hedge fund, selecting worthy causes to support. Betty McCarter, whose shop sells bone china and sterling silver trays for the finest homes in the estate section. Coiffed and polished, they huddle as platters of mini croissants and mini pastries are passed. Although they have lived here for years, their accents become interfaced. Miami natives remain heavy on L's and vowels. Southern drawls never dissolve, and a Boston cadence rises above the rest. Last to be seated are those whom I know best. Ardent readers and lecture-goers who come to the library several days a week. There, they pluck from the shelves and make requests from the waiting list. This includes my mother and mother-in-law, who come together to anything and everything that is offered.